Well, hey, y'all. Welcome to Mama Runs an Ultra. I'm a runner on the downhill side of my 50s who decided to train for my very first ultra marathon. And this podcast is me saying all the thoughts out loud of what the hell am I thinking? So I've now had several weeks in a row of long runs exceeding my previous max mileage in one day. And so far, so good, knock wood. Still having a lot of like fashion learnings. And mostly it was the super sad tale of my favorite bras all dying at the same time. So if you don't wear a running bra, you may not realize how great it is when you finally find the unicorn bra that works for you. And many years ago, so before the pandemic, I found this one bra that I really, really liked. And then I ordered six more of them. Well, those are the only bras I have worn running for anything over 6 miles since then. And they all decided to die at the same time. And they don't make them anymore. And there is nothing similar to them. And weirdly, the part that is getting me is under the armpits where that seam is, absolutely destroying me in a new place. So, wah, wah, wah. We did a little funeral for all of my formerly favorite bras. And now I'm back to putting clothes on inside out again. I mentioned that a while back about turning my undies inside out to avoid these weird chafe things I was getting on my hips. And now I'm trying my not favorite bras, but they have very few seams inside out. We'll see how this goes. So between the perpetual search for the unicorn bra and finally thinking that I've nailed down how to handle chafe prevention, I discovered the weirdest injury thus far from ultra training. So I'm not even sure you can really call this an injury, but this is weird and I need to track it down. And all I can figure, hold up, you'll have to figure this out with me. Backing up. After I had to find new ways to wear running bras, so such as turning my not as favorite bras inside out to prevent chafing. Okay, that's working. But I went to comb my hair after a recent run and I reached up and realized I had this massive bruise on the inside of one of my arms. And all I can figure is that it is from the seam of the shirt that I was wearing, because I always run with my vest on all of my back-to-back long runs, not because I need it for the second ones particularly, but I want it to be part of what I do when I'm tired. I don't want it to ever have like pulling or feeling like it's something that I'm not just totally used to having when I run. And so nothing was different about the way my vest was set up. However, I did wear a different shirt than I normally do, one that I've had forever and I normally wear for the gym. And all I can figure is it has bigger seams through like the armpit and on the inside of my arm. But oh my gosh, I have a bruise like the size of like 2 or 3 quarters. Just not a place I expected to have gear issues. So it's not really chafe. It's more like a bruise. Weird, weird, weird. So I'm going for my first sports massage this week. And I'm going to have to be like, well, I have all these weird injuries. No, really, I'm fine. I'm training for an ultra. I know I have these weird chafe spots on my hips. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've resolved that one. And I know I have this massive bruise on the inside of one of my arms. Well, I'm pretty sure that's from the seam of a shirt. No, really, I swear it's from the seam of a shirt. Oh, but I did discover another new product that I have not yet used that I have ordered, however, which apparently has been well known in the hiking world for a long time. And I told y'all that I was having trouble with where the bone of my big toe goes on a couple of my pairs of shoes. I don't have bunions. I have normal feet, knock wood, but it's sort of where that would be if your feet were shaped that way, but my feet are not shaped that way. I just have super, super, super high arches. So there are things that you can put on the shoe that reduce the friction to help prevent that rubbing or hot spot area. And so I'm willing to try it. $4. Willing to go down this road. I will report back on how this one goes. I've never heard of it before, but apparently they're not new at all. So I guess part of ultra training is constantly managing chafe and bruise prevention. And if something is slightly uncomfortable, nipping that in the bud before it becomes a major issue. So thank you to the hiker slash ultra runner who gave me the heads up about these friction reducing things to put on the inside of your shoes. I will definitely report back how that goes. If there is something I don't know about yet and I haven't asked the actual question that I really ought to know about training for my first ultra marathon, I would really appreciate y'all letting me know in the comments of any of your favorite podcast apps. Please go ahead and give a 5-star rating and review and follow wherever you are. Super helpful for helping other people who are new to ultra running hopefully learn some of these things that everyone with experience seems to take for granted. I gotta get back out there. This cutback week is just about over because mama runs an ultra. Hey fellow music nerds, if you live for deep cuts, basement show legends, and bands that never quite made it past the local level, you need Dive Bar Music Club. It's the low-key, high-taste podcast. We're a rotating cast of the regulars who work in indie music, share what they're listening to. Every episode digs in. Cult favorites, bands you missed, and the up-and-coming artists shaping the music today. It's like pulling up a bar stool in your favorite dive and meeting your new best friends, chatting about music. That's what we do at Dive Bar Music Club. Search for Dive Bar Music Club in your favorite podcast app and tap that follow button. Your next favorite band is waiting.